भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So, since it's the disappearance of Srila Haridas Thakur, Namacharya, and is the holy name week all over the world, Achyuta Prabhu also suggested that we read from this Chaitanya Charitamrita, remembering the passing of Srila Haridas Thakur. And how Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually worshipped his devotees and celebrated the passing away of his devotee, his greatest devotee, Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur was also showing us how to leave this world. Like Prabhupada would often say, you know, you can make a big show, but everything will be tested at the time of death. So the proof of our consciousness is like a final exam. So it's very important. Devotees, they're setting example in all circumstances, even when they're leaving the bodies. Like Prabhupada, when we saw, when Prabhupada was leaving this world, we have this video, this final lesson we can see. It's incredible. Prabhupada was translating Srimad Bhagavatam just before he was leaving this world. So we can see Haridas Thakur from his example throughout his life. It's actually explained that there is nothing that a devotee cannot forgive. That's the extent of Vaishnava's compassion. There's nothing that somebody can do to us that we cannot forgive. And we saw this in the life of Haridas Thakur. He was actually praying for the people, they were beating him, and you know, these guards, these executioners were getting tired, and they said to Haridas Thakur, if you don't die, which means the king will kill us, so we're in anxiety. So Haridas said to them that I don't want to cause any anxiety to you if my living means anxiety for you. So he just went into this yogic samadhi, and there was no more breath. And they were actually discussing, the Hindus, they were saying he doesn't deserve a, you know, funeral. Like, you know, usually the Hindus, they burn the bodies or they bury them. And actually the Muslims, they bury the bodies after the person passes away. So the Muslims, they were saying he was not a good Muslim, so he doesn't deserve this kind of ending. And the Hindus, they were saying he was not a real Hindu, so he doesn't deserve to be burned. So they just were discussing, we'll just throw him in the river, like, you know, just that's the best thing to do. So just threw him in the river, thinking he passed away. He just swam to the other side of the Ganges and started chanting Hare Krishna. So actually, he actually said to this Muslim king, Nawab Hussain Shah, you can't stop me from chanting, even if you cut my body in 10,000 pieces, like each piece will chant Hare Krishna. And he actually begged forgiveness from Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that these people are forgiven, the ones that took him to all these marketplaces and they were embarrassing and beating him like this. So he lived you know, exemplary compassion and always chanting. Always chanting the holy names. As we can see in this pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself says to him, like, okay, you're old enough, you've done enough chanting. Now you can reduce your chanting. Haridas Thakur said, that's my disease. And Prabhupada writes very nice purports about, you know, chanting fixed number of rounds, and if you miss these rounds, it's considered like a disease condition like that. So it's very fortunate we are able to glorify Haridas Thakur, because it's explained just by glorifying a devotee, you get their qualities, some of their qualities like that. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj starts off this chapter by offering. You want me to read the summary? Yeah, I can read the summary. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 11, Passing of Haridas Thakur. The summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya as follows. In this chapter, it is described how Brahma Haridas Thakur gave up his body with the consent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how the Lord Himself personally performed the funeral ceremony and carried the body to the sea. He personally entombed the body, covered it with sand, and erected a platform on the site. After taking a bath in the sea, he personally begged prasadam of Jagannath from shopkeepers and distributed prasadam to the assembled devotees. This is text 1. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful and who is very dear to Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda. All glories to the master of Srivas Thakur. All glories to the master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear master of Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to the master of the life of Swarup Dhamodar. All glories to Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is very dear to Kasi Misra. He is the Lord of the life of Jagadananda and the Lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. All glories to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna Himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their life and soul. All of you, kindly bestow devotional service upon me. All glories to Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Gopala Bhatta Goswami. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are all my masters. I'm writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I'm purifying myself by writing this description. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees and enjoyed the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In the daytime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting and seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath at night in the company of his most confidential devotees, such as Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami. He tasted the nectar of the transcendental mellows of Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happily passed his days in this way at Neelachala, Jagannath Puri. Feeling separation from Krishna, he exhibited many transcendental symptoms all over his body. Day after day, the symptoms increased, and at night, they increased even more. All these symptoms, such as transcendental anxiety, agitation, and talking like a madman, were present. Just they are described in the Shastras. Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy, the chief assistants in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, remained with him both day and night. One day Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. "Please rise and take your Mahaprasadam," Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, "Today I shall observe fasting. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasadam, and how can I neglect it?" Saying this, he offered prayers to Mahaprasadam and took a little portion and ate it. Prabhupada's purport: Mahaprasadam is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, instead of eating Mahaprasadam, one should honor it. It is said here, Karila Vandana, he offered prayers. When taking Mahaprasadam, one should not consider the food ordinary preparations. Prasadam means favor. One should consider Mahaprasadam a favor of Krishna. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna Bhara Doyamoy, Kari Bhara Jiva Joy, Swa Prasad Anna Dilo Bhai. Krishna is very kind. In this material world, we are all very much attached to tasting various types of food. Therefore, Krishna eats many nice varieties of food and offers the food back to the devotees. So that not only are one's demands for various tastes satisfied, but by eating prasadam, one makes advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, we should never consider ordinary food on an equal level with the Mahaprasad. It's like when we go to the Jagannath temple, all these pandas, they try to sell you the Jagannath Prasad. I didn't know when I went first time. As soon as I entered the gate, I bought like a whole bunch of prasadam, because only it was like, you know, few rupees. And then I went further up, and then somebody was trying to sell me. And then I got that too. And then when I went further up, and then somebody else was trying to sell me, and then I have like no more money, and I didn't want to carry around. So they took this toothbrush of Jagannath. They have this toothbrush and started beating me on the head. So what kind of Krishna devotee are you? He said, he's saying no to Mahaprasad. You have to buy it. So he started like beating me on the head with the toothbrush. I said, I don't have money. So he was willing to give me in credit. He says, I see you around all the time, so you can bring me money next time. So I got so nervous, started praying to Jagannath, because they're so heavy, you know. They like call you names, and they say, ISKCON is not training you nicely, you don't appreciate this and that. But when you're given prasad, this is the mood to honor it. Next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired from him, "Haridas, are you well?" Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, "My body is all right. but my mind and intelligence are not well. It's amazing, they wouldn't allow Haridas Thakur to enter the temple of Jagannath, but he was not protesting. He was so humble. But Jagannath himself, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would come see him every day, like in the noontime. And Jagannath, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is asking his devotee, are you doing okay? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, can you ascertain what your disease is? Haridas Thakur replied, my disease is that I cannot complete my rounds. Prabhupada's purport. If one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Namacharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum, so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted, and chanted loudly, so that one can hear himself and others. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talking to Haridas. He says, now that you have become old, the Lord said, you may reduce the number of rounds you can chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly. Purport, unless one has come to the platform of spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regulative principles. Thakur Haridas was living example of how to follow the regulative principles. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. In the Sad Goswami Ashtaka, it is said, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gananatibi Kalavasani Krito. The Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, strictly followed all the regulative principles. The first regulative principle is that one must chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he can hear himself, and must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he had also taken a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisances to the Lord. It's actually explained, when Raghunath Das was a little boy, he went to see Haridas Thakur. And that's how he got struck with wonder to see Haridas Thakur. He was taken, Raghunath Das Goswami was taken by his family priest to meet Haridas. And Raghunath said to himself, I have all this wealth and I see my uncle and father, they're in so much anxiety, but I want to become like this person. So we can see Prabhupada is saying he has a similar mood to Haridas Thakur. No wonder. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Purport, Haridas Thakur is known as Namacharya because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinam, the holy name of God, by using the words, Tomara Avatar, your incarnation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his mission, and that such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by His own will, and by His will, competent devotees also incarnate to help Him in His mission. Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help in the prosecution of the Lord's mission. The Lord concluded, now therefore please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Haridas Thakur replied, "Kindly hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work, therefore I'm the lowest, most condemned of men. I'm unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you're the fully independent personality. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Patra, which should have been offered to first class brahmanas. I ate from it even though I was born in a family of meat eaters." Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his Anubhashya quotes from the Vishnu Smriti in reference to Shraddha Patra. According to this verse, if one is born in a family, in a Brahmana family, but does not behave according to Brahmanical standards, he should not be offered the Shraddha Patra, which is prasadam offered to the four fathers. Advaita Acharya offered the Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur, not to a Brahmana who had been born in a Brahmana family. Although Haridas Thakur was born in a family of meat eaters, because he was an advanced devotee, he was shown more respect than a first class Brahmana. Haridas Thakur is speaking, I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant me this desire. Kindly grant my desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful, he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind." Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, My Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world? My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee, but nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. After embracing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning after visiting Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his devotees, went hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "My dear Haridas, what is the news?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me." Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began congregational chanting in the courtyard. Vakreshwara Pandit was the chief dancer. Headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. In front of all the great devotees like Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him, and then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again as he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord. Tears constantly glided down from his eyes. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names Hari and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless. And in ecstatic love, they also began to dance and chant congregationally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time. Then Swarup Damodar informed him of other rituals for the body of Haridas Thakur. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised on a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea accompanied by congregational chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Vakreshwara Pandit along with the other devotees chanted and danced behind him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea, then declared, "From this day on, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site." Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed into it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as his silken ropes, sandalwood pulp, food and cloth were placed on the body. All around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting and Vakreshwara Pandit danced in jubilation. with his transcendental hands. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, Haribol, Haribol. The devotees covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform. And as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. After Sankirtana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation. Oh, what a celebration. What a way to go back to Krishna. It's amazing. And he chanted Sri Krishna Chaitanya, it says. And Krishna was right there in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Doesn't even say he chanted Hare Krishna, but the same thing, I guess. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Simhadwara gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation, and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Approaching the Simhadwara gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to beg prasadam from the shopkeepers there, from all the shopkeepers there. I'm begging prasadam for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur. The Lord said, please give me alms. Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasadam, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. However, Swarup Damodar stopped them, and the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Swarup Damodar sent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence and kept with him four Vaishnavas and four servant carriers. Swarup Damodar said to all the shopkeepers, deliver to me four palmfuls of prasadam from each and every item. In this way, varieties of prasadam were collected, then packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of the four servants. It's actually explained in the past when they would build houses in Jagannath Puri, they wouldn't build a kitchen because there was no need. It was just so much prasadam there in Jagannath Puri. It's incredible. They actually have this area of Jagannath temple. It's called Ananda Bazaar. You know, we all know it's Loi Bazaar. You know, bazaar is like a place you shop. And then Ananda Bazaar, Ananda is, you know, like bliss. So that's the name of this place. And you sit down, and just for like 40 rupees, they give you so much maha of Jagannath, you can't even eat. And they have this tradition that there's no muchi in Jagannath's temple. Like, in other words, when you're eating, I was eating from a leaf, and this old Vaishnavi, like maybe like 90 years old, came and sat down next to me. And she was waiting for me to finish. I was eating on a leaf, and then the priest, they said, oh, you want to buy her lunch? I said, sure. And then they said, don't throw your leaf. She wants to eat in your leaf. I said, I can't do that. And they said, oh, there's no like muchi. It doesn't become muchi in Jagannath temple. You just go wash your hands like that. And then she ate, and then she gave it to somebody else, and then it goes on. I mean, banana leaf is recyclable, but it's for enough. It gets really recycled in the Puri temple. So many sweet memories comes about prasadam and reading about this. It's so incredible. In this way, varieties of prasadam were collected, then packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of four servants. Not only did Swarup Damodar Goswami bring prasadam, but Vaninath Patanayak and Kasi Misra also sent large quantities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasadam, assisted by four other men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasadam in small quantities. He therefore put on each plate what at least 5 men could eat. Swarup Damodar Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please sit down and watch with these men to help me. I shall distribute the prasadam. The 4 men, Swarup Damodar, Jagadananda, Kasiswara and Sankara, distributed the prasadam continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not eat the prasadam as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kasi Misra had extended an invitation to the Lord. Therefore, Kasi Misra personally went there and delivered prasadam to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. With Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted the prasadam. When he began to eat, so did all the Vaishnavas. Everyone was filled up to the neck because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, give them more, give them more. After all the devotees finished accepting prasadam and had washed their hands and mouths, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated each of them with a flower garland and sandalwood pulp. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction: anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined the festival to partake of the prasadam will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Srila Haridas Thakur ki, I guess just by reading about this festival, we also get the same blessing. It's non-different. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Amazing. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away. Exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Shastra. Like Prabhupada would say to his devotees sometimes, when he's like really about to leave his body, and Prabhupada would say, oh, if you want, I can stay. And the devotees would be like, of course we want, Prabhupada. Can, you know, if you have the power to stay, can you please stay? And in this pastime of when Prabhupada wanted to go around Govardhan in the bullock cart, and the devotees were like begging and they were so disturbed. And Prabhupada said to one of his godbrothers, see how much they like me, how much they love me. And he also told the disciples, I think he told Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked Prabhupada, like, why do you do this to us? Like, we're all so disturbed and shaken up. And Prabhupada said, it's my duty to increase your love. So when you're reading about this, a devotee is independent. He can stay or leave at his... Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, the world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, say, all glories to Haridas Thakur. And chant the holy name of Hari. Saying this, he personally began to dance. Everyone began to chant, all glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Haribo. Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bid farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Thus I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. Oh, there it is. That's the blessing. So we are out of time, so I'll end here. Thank you so much for all your kind attention. And if anybody want to add something you remember, or any questions or comments. Thank you so much. Grantharaj Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.